We are ready to go. We're going to honor our cross-country athletes from Phillips who have been working hard all year and have qualified their team for state. And I think Coach Olson wants to jump back on us with here again. Coach, are you there?
Coach, I think he has to teach a class right now.
Okay, we'll let him go. All right, so let's go right into the runners there. Suzanne, if you want to go first, Suzanne Ludwig. We want to get you on there.
So actually, I'm going to start. I'm Trinity. I have to go take a test right away. So
okay.
I'm going to get this done.
All right, Trinity. We'll get you going here right away. Love Live Radio. How are we doing, Trinity?
I'm doing good. You?
All right. Sophomore runner on the team. Talk a little bit about how your season went for you individually, first of all.
I think my season went pretty well. I slowly improved as the season went on. I didn't expect to get as good a time as I did at this last meet, but I'm glad I did.
All right. And all conference honorable mention. So this will be your first state meet down in Wisconsin Rapids. What's running through your mind as you prepare for that?
I'm a little stressed, hoping that we do good. But I'm also excited. I think we're going to do great.
All right. What was your best memory from this past season, Trinity?
Probably kind of similar to Gavin's. The sleepover we had after sectionals was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Was it a surprise that your team made it to state, or was that a goal at the beginning of the year?
No, it was definitely a goal. I think that we were pretty prepared for that.
Okay, fantastic. Great accomplishment for you and the team. Tell me your favorite Halloween candy, Trinity, before we head off to your test there. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Probably Twizzlers.
The Twizzlers. All right. Now we have the Wheel of Mistreatment here. So we're going to find out what you're actually going to get other than Twizzlers. Oh, boy. Oh, you got the Circus Peanuts, too. You like Circus Peanuts, Trinity?
I'm not a fan of peanuts, but it's not the worst thing you can get.
All right. Could be better. Good luck on your test there, Trinity. Thank you so much. We're running a little bit behind, so some of the kids got to get off to their classes. We'll just play it by ear. Who we got? Who's this?
I'm Suzanne.
How you doing, Suzanne?
Good.
All right. You're an alternate for the team. You've been running cross country since way back when, right?
Sixth grade.
Talk about this year's team, because it's more about just the running. It's about the friendships and the memories. And talk about this year's team a little bit, Suzanne.
Well, we're all getting along pretty well this year. We've been having a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and I'm ready to have some fun this Saturday.
All right. Now, Coach says that you were voted most likely to be a couple of minutes late to practice. What does that mean?
Ooh, well, people sometimes have to tell me that the time to get there is earlier than it is, so then I get their own time. So,
but you make up for that with your positive attitude and your smiling face, right?
Absolutely.
What would you look back, Suzanne, as a highlight of your career being a senior as you look back over the years?
I had a lot of fun at all the races. Probably just see having fun with the team and carving pumpkins.
Carving pumpkins. All right. I like that. So what is your number one Halloween candy, Suzanne?
I'd probably say Twix.
The Twix bar. All right. Let's see what the Wheel of Mistreatments is going to do for you here. A potato. They threw a potato in here. That's not good. That means they ran out of candy, right, Susan?
Yep.
All right. Congrats on a great career. Enjoy your time down at state with the team, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Let's just pass the mic and see who we got. Who's this?
I'm Fiona Huggard.
Hi, Fiona. How you doing?
Good.
Sophomore, first year running cross country, the coach told me that, right?
Yes.
All right. So talk about your year and how it went for your first year.
It was pretty good. I had, towards the end of the season, I had a lot of PRs, so that was really fun.
All right. So you, what made you decide to come out as a sophomore?
I guess I just wanted to start running, and I didn't really want to do any other sports.
Did you find out pretty good that, or pretty early that, hey, I'm not too bad at this. I'm pretty good, right?
No.
Yeah.
I still don't think I'm very good at running. But.
Well, you're part of a team going to state. So what is your highlight of your year you've been out here?
Probably having people to run with.
All right.
Oh, and I won the JV conference race.
All right. That's a good accomplishment. And coach says you've got one of the strongest kicks at the end. When you kick it in, you got one of the strongest. Is that right?
Yeah, my sister just tells me to start running faster.
You should run faster earlier, huh? Those sisters will do that. Fiona, what is your favorite Halloween candy, Fiona?
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids, right? Okay. Let's see what the Wheel of Mistreatments has for you here today. Looks like we've got some sweet tarts for you. You all right with sweet tarts?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you didn't sound very excited. Fiona, congrats on a good year. Enjoy state down there. Let's pass the mic over to whoever doesn't have to go take a test, I guess. Who's this?
Addie Gabe.
How you doing, Addie?
I'm pretty good.
All right. Junior, and you've been running in that 4, 5, 6 slot all year, so talk about that state meet down there in Rapids because you've been there already. What's it like down there?
I actually quite like that course. That has still my PR, still my best race that I've ever ran, so pretty excited to be there again.
What was it like to be there in 23? You guys were state runner-up, took a trophy home. What was that like for you?
That was a really, really cool experience. The best I've ever felt while racing, and I'm pretty excited to be there.
So that is your top memory, I'm sure, right? That would be that state race?
Yeah.
All right. Talk about what it takes, just for the average person listening who's never run cross country, what's it like training through the year? How difficult is that?
The running itself is not the hardest thing in my perspective. You really need to have a strong mental state to be able to push through all the hard things that you're trying to make your body do.
Right. Exactly. All right, Addie, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
No, I got to say Reese's Pumpkins.
Reese's Pumpkin. That's good. The second Reese's Pumpkin reference. Let's spin the Wheel of Mistreatments here and see what the Halloween ghouls are going to give you. Looks like a bag of pretzels, all right? You all right? No, you good? No pretzels for you, Addie?
No, I like pretzels.
Oh, you do? Okay, you're all right. It's not chocolate. But, Addie, enjoy your time at state. Thank you so much. A few couple final runners here as we wind down our salute to our area cross-country runners here on 98Q. Who's this?
This is Lila.
How you doing, Lila?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, Lila, Lila Raymer, you're a freshman, right?
Yes.
All right. Second team all-conference. So when you came into this season as a freshman, is that something you thought would be achievable?
No, not really.
Yeah? Now, the coach tells me you're tough. What makes you tough out there?
Honestly, I have no idea why you put that on the paper.
and you show a lot of confidence as a freshman. So do you have running history in your family, or are you the first in your family to run?
My dad ran track a bit, but he did more sprints. So.
Okay. So you get to run a state cross-country meet as a freshman. That doesn't happen to a whole lot of people. So what are you looking forward to down there?
I'm very excited to see all of the teams and to see how well we'll place and everything.
Yeah. And what's your number one memory from the year, Lila?
So I know everyone said the night race, but I really, really like the night race.
Yeah.
I had one of my hugest PRs there.
Nice.
And I really liked running in the dark because it was so cool out. The temperature was perfect.
Yeah. Sounds like that's a good one. All right. Number one Halloween candy.
Sour Patch Kids.
All right. Oh, you're not going to get that. Here's what you're going to get on the Wheel of Mistreatments. You're going to get 2 pennies. Somebody ran out of everything. They just started throwing money in there. So just 2 pennies is all you get, Lila. Sorry about that. Have a great time down at state. Let's pass the mic over, see who else we have here. Who's this?
Ruby McCormick.
How you doing, Ruby? Are you a little afraid of what the Wheel of Mistreatments is going to have for you?
Yeah. Yes, very.
All right. So third, you've been running around that third runner most of the year, coach said. Give us a recap of the season for your team. You were strong all year, but kind of recap, you know, how the team kind of progressed and how you got to state. Recap the year for us a little bit.
We definitely
Oh, gosh. I'm definitely proud of all of them. They all did their best. They all had such amazing races, and I'm proud of them all.
Yeah. What was the most memorable team? Yeah. What was a memorable team event for you? What do you sticks out as a time where you're really celebrating something special this year?
I'd say that sectional meet at home this year. During that race, it was great. We were running, and we knew that we were going to go to state, but it was great. It was a great race.
First team all conference. So talk about that Wisconsin Rapids course. Do you like that course down there?
From what I remember, yes.
A couple years ago, but the atmosphere down there, Ruby, is just something else, isn't it? So with all the people there and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a great atmosphere. Such positive energy. It's great.
Oh, enjoy your time. You're a junior, and what's your favorite Halloween candy, Ruby?
The Reese's pumpkins.
Reese's pumpkins. I'm gonna have to try those. I haven't done that before. All right, the Wheel of Mistreatments. All right, let's see what we got here for you. It looks like we got some of those hot tamales. Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, all right. All right, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's see who else we have here. Who is this?
I'm Tana Henderson.
All right, Tana, sophomore, first state meet for you. What's the highlight of the year for you as you look back at this past season?
I would say our sectionals meet at home. I got to run with Ruby, and we would, like, cheer each other on mid-race, and we'll, like, talk to each other.
Sure.
And, I don't know, I finished the race, and I just knew we made it to state, and it was a great feeling.
Yeah, so you didn't run cross-country in middle school. You joined in high school. So when did you decide, and why did you decide all of a sudden that cross-country was going to be your thing?
My brother joined his junior year in high school, and well, he wasn't the best, but he told me to give it a try, and I went to go watch him at the sectionals meet, and I saw the girls team and just how they supported each other. I was like, I really want a sport that, like, people actually support you and push you to do your best.
Yeah, it's a wonderful atmosphere. So your first state meet down there in Rapids, what are the Wiley veterans telling you from the ones who were there a couple years ago, or what are you looking forward to down there?
I'm excited to run there, and to, like, everyone's running fast. So yes. I'm excited that everyone to push me, and I can hopefully run really good.
All right, Ruby. Favorite Halloween candy, Ruby, what do you got for us?
The Reese's pumpkins.
Reese's pumpkins again. Man, I'm missing out on those. The Wheel of Mistreatment says that Ruby gets Jawbreakers instead. So you all right with that?
Not really.
Okay, not really. The Wheel of Mistreatment has treated you well then, Ruby. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I believe we have a couple more yet, then we'll wrap up this coverage of our girls from Phillips Cross Country. Who's this?
I'm Leah Harper, and I'm the last one.
You are the last one, okay. And appropriately enough, you being a senior, you've been number one runner all year, winner of sectionals. So talk about the sectional race, first of all, and how competitive that was right there on your home family course, right?
Yeah, definitely a competitive meet. I think we went into it knowing that we'd have a good chance making it, but just knowing that everybody's got to execute and do their part. But it was really fun out there.
Yeah, that the course right there, it's a family property there for your family. So how special is that for you to run a land and a course that you're familiar with, right?
That's super special to me, you know, running out there. I just want to soak it all in. And like most of my family's out there, you know, and our hunting cabs and that hunting cabin is out there and stuff. So just really all the memories out there, it's super special for me.
Yeah. What's something that stands out as a big memory? Of course, you were a member of the runner-up team back in 23. That has to be special. But what stands out as some other top memories for you?
Just getting to know these girls, you know, and they're my best friends. So all of the team stuff we do, TPing the coach's house and just hanging out and stuff, that is memories that hopefully I'll have with me for the rest of my life.
All right, Leah. What is your favorite Halloween candy, Leah?
I'm going to say the Nerds Gummy Clusters.
The Nerds Gummy Clusters. That sounds like a dentist's dream right there. All right. Here we go. The Wheel of Mistreatments for Leah. Because you won sectionals, you're not. Oh, you're going to get something really good. You're just going to get a solid chocolate bar. All right. So you get something good, Leah, because you're a senior. You're setting a great example. So no mistreatment for you, Leah. Okay.
Very generous.
All right. Thank you, Leah. And I think we're going to get Coach. Coach Olson had to leave. Is that right?
He's back now. So yeah, you can talk to him.
All right, Coach Olson. Quite a group of young ladies you have there. Back to state after finishing with a trophy 2 years ago. They're back to get it again this year as a team. You got to be very proud of how this team rebounded this year, Coach.
Yeah, they just kind of picked up right where they left off at the end of 2023 and put 2024 behind them. And I was like, okay, that was the past and it wasn't the greatest experience in the world, but we're not going to focus on that anymore. And we're going to go out and work hard and we're going to do our best and we're going to have fun doing it. And that's exactly the three things that they kind of put together. And it's spelled out a lot of success for them this year.
Yeah, and I think just one final thing that I don't think people realize is, yes, that the training is very important in cross country, obviously, but I think what puts the cherry on top for a lot of these quality teams is how they support each other and how they get along and are really there, because there can be times in the season where it's just tough, right? It's just tough to get through some of those workouts.
It is kind of like Addie was saying earlier, you know, that sometimes it's not just, you know, it's not the physical part of running that's the tough part. It's the mental aspect of just making yourself go above and beyond what you think you can do. And you know, sometimes you can't do that on your own. Sometimes you need some really good teammates to help you get to that point. And that's exactly, I mean, boys and girls, that's, you know, that's exactly what they've developed here is they, you know, they kid each other and they give each other a hard time once in a while, but at the end of the day, they're there for each other and they're going to pick each other up when things aren't going the best. And it's, you know, that's what being a good teammate is all about. And,
yep. That's why we've seen the numbers in cross country spike so much. So Saturday, Division III, what do we have schedule wise? When are the boys and girls running?
The boys will race at noon. They are the first race of the day. And then the girls race at 1:45. They are the first girls race of the day.
All right. Noon and 1:45. Awesome. Well, Coach, thank you for organizing this. Sorry we had a couple of technical glitches, but we got through most of them. So thank you for all you do for the kids. And hope you enjoy your time down in Rapids with the state tournament.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Coach Eric Olson, the Phillips girls. We'll archive those interviews at 98qcountry.com. We apologize for delving into the Mike McKay show, but we do basketball, football, baseball, and kids get a lot of time on the radio and what they're doing. So we take one chunk out of the year right here and salute our cross-country runners. We will have cross-country coverage with live cut-ins from Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday, starting at about noon and running till about 2:30. So tune into the radio at those times for live cut-ins from Wisconsin Rapids. Mike McKay is booting me out of the studio. I'm out of here. We'll archive all the cross-country stuff we did this morning at 98qcountry.com.
98Q Country.